fans, it is never too early to start your holiday shopping with the largest selection of authentic DePaul merchandise from the official online store of the Blue Demons. Visit shop.depaulbluedemons.com to see the latest DePaul apparel available, including hats, jackets, sweatshirts, t-shirts, and of course, Nike sportswear. Order now to take advantage of the convenient 3-day shipping for just $4.99 on all online orders. That's shop.bluedemons.com. 41-36 the score, 19:06 to go, second half of play here in Portland at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. With Dave Corzine, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Max Strus has gotten red hot to start this second half. He's hit back-to-back threes and vaulted DePaul into the lead by 5 points. And this is what we've been waiting for with Max Strus. We know he's a great three-point shooter, and he looks comfortable tonight, and he's hit his last two.
He's the only player to score here in the second half. We're not even a minute into the second half, and he's already knocked down 2 3-pointers. You could see the relief on his body language. He was so relieved to make a couple three-pointers. You know he's been so frustrated. He probably more than any of us has been waiting to get off that slump he's been in. And a couple in a row is going to loosen him up. Let's see what he does the rest of the way.
Max Strus now with 11 points to lead the Blue Demons, but it's Oregon basketball out of the timeout. Troy Brown Jr. stops on the right elbow, sends it back out left wing. This is Pritchard for three, off target. Offensive rebound by Paul White for Oregon. They'll keep the basketball, 18:50 to go, second half. Pritchard drives into the right elbow, stops the dribble, sends it back out. Elijah Brown, a three from the left wing, good. Elijah Brown on the score sheet for the first time tonight. And it's 41-39 to Paul, 18:35 to go, second half. Now Strus on the left wing, feeds Marich on the left block, back to the basket against White. Sends it back out, top of the key, Eli Kane dribbles with the left, drives in and puts it in with the right hand. A nice shot from Eli Kane. He's got 12. DePaul back up 4, 43-39. And quickly a three try from the left wing, no good from Brown. Back the other way comes DePaul with Devin Gage. Hands it to McCallum. Top of the key, drives in right elbow, pulls up for the jumper. That's off target, no good. Pinballs around, and Oregon's got it. Back the other way come the Ducks. Elijah Brown drives the paint and puts it in off glass.
Pace picking up for both teams here.
And now it's 43-41 to Paul, 17:45 to go here, second half. Demons trying to add on to this lead. Here is McCallum on the right wing. Strus now hands off to Gage, and Eli Kane's got it on the left wing. Nice feed inside Marich, who throws it down with two hands.
Great assist by Eli.
Beautiful pass from Kane. Marich the slam, and it's 45-41 to Paul.
There's some double figures now.
17:20 to go here, second half. Mikhail McIntosh, high left side. Pritchard, top of the key against Gage. Drives and throws to the corner to White. White drives in right block, sends it out to McIntosh, who travels, and a turnover by the Ducks. It'll be Blue Demons basketball.
Another good defensive stand by the Demons, man-to-man defense. They force the Ducks to continue to make a pass out of those good defensive position that we had against them, and they finally ended up traveling.
And it'll be DePaul to inbound here, and they'll bring it across the floor with Roberts. They go to Strus on the right wing, back to Roberts, top of the key. He just checked in. Roberts around a screen from Marich, pulls up, and now they're going to call an offensive foul. Yep, they get Marich for the moving screen.
They must have really focused on that in the officials' camps or the meetings they had prior to the season, because we've seen a lot of those calls this year so far.
Yep, Marich picks up his second personal foul. Now back the other way come the Ducks, and a foul by Justin Roberts right at midcourt as he tried to go for the steal on Pritchard.
We've seen a couple times him make that play, strip it, and take it down, but not that time.
And now with the inbound comes to Pritchard, high left side, a bounce pass on the left wing to Troy Brown Jr. Back to the top of the key, Pritchard guarded tightly by Roberts. Now Elijah Brown for three from the left wing, no good. Marich tried to pull down the rebound, stolen by White, and he lays it in from the right block.
Good hustle play that time by the Ducks.
Paul White now with 7 points, the redshirt junior out of Whitney Young High School. And back the other way come the Demons, up to 45-43, 16:26 to go here, second half. This is Roberts driving in, right block, puts it up in traffic and off the glass and in. Justin Roberts with his first basket of the game. DePaul up 47-43. White tries to answer with a three. Top of the key, off target and rebounded by Maric. Back the other way comes Struess. Top of the key, hands off to Kane. A three for the right wing. That's short, and it's rebounded by Brown Jr. Troy brings it across the floor, and Struess got a hand in, steals it away. Struess now up against Pritchard, puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled by Pritchard.
Good steal by Max, and knocked the ball away, and he got out in front on that transition. Almost should have been able to finish that layup, but he will go to the line to shoot, too.
And we will have those free throws when we come back. DePaul, a 47-43 lead on a team that was in the Final Four a season ago. The Demons leading the Ducks with 15:51 to go in the second half. You're listening to DePaul Blue Demons Basketball here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.